Greens. Deputy Chief Berrien, can you hear now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, yeah, everybody was just muted. And as a reminder, please, if you're not actively in the conversation, to please keep your mics muted so we do not get the background noise. Okay, John, whenever you're ready.
Sherry, thank you so very much. And just to let everybody know, we're having some technical difficulties here at the Tutor Conference Room. And so we will not be streaming the Teams user agenda on screen. And so I don't know if Sherry or if someone wants to take over and do that, but at this time, I'd like to call the meeting to order and ask Sherry to call the roll.
Okay, roll call, myself, Sherry Schaefer. These are on the telephone first. Mr. Dan Nelson, Ms. Tammy Goggia, Mr. Pete Rogel, Mr. Sam Young, Mr. Ross Atkinson, Deputy Chief Keith Berrien, Mr. Henry Cole, Mr. David Reed, Fire Marshal Kyle Green, and a welcome to Fire Marshal Kyle Green as a new member, Mr. Chris Martin, Mr. David Brown. Is there anybody else on the phone whose name I have not called?
Dave Jones.
Dave Jones, thank you. Who else, please?
Jacob Butcher.
Thank you, Jacob. Anyone else, please?
Rick Williams.
Thank you, Rick. Anyone else on the phone? Okay, present in Anchorage, I show Mr. Travis Conant, Mr. Fred Miller, Staff Sergeant James Angel, Mr. John Rockwell, and A1C Abigail Acone. Is there anyone else present in Anchorage whose name I have not called?
No, ma'am.
Okay, that completes the roll call.
Thank you so very much. And yes, I would like to mirror Sherry's comment. Welcome, Fire Marshal Green. Are there any other introductions of guests or other members at this time? Hearing none, hopefully everybody had a chance to go through the ALMR User Council meeting minutes from October 6th. At this time, I would like to propose approval of those meeting minutes.
So moved, Keith.
Thank you, Chief. And may I get a second?
Dave Jones.
Thank you, sir. Were there any updates to the meeting minutes? Any questions or conversation regarding the meeting minutes? Hearing none, approve the October meeting minutes as written. Next item on the list is the review of the issues and risk log. Sherry, could you go over if there are any updated items from that list?
Yes, there are two changes. One, of course, is the receipt of the appointment letter for Fire Marshal Kyle Green as the municipality for the municipalities north. And the motion was presented to the Executive Council at their October 27th meeting to move Deputy Chief Keith Berrien to the primary position and appoint Fire Marshal Kyle Green as the alternate for the municipalities work. That was approved and that item is closed. The other one is a new item, UC 82. Mr. Rick Williams has requested that Lieutenant Colonel Aaron Ike be replaced with Lieutenant Colonel Jason Miller. And we are awaiting that appointment letter at this time. And that completes the updates to the issues and risk log.
Sherry, thank you so very much. And the next agenda item is the review of the action item list. Sherry, could you give us any updates, if there are any, to the action item list at this time?
There are no updates. We are still pending the same open item from December of last year.
Sherry, thank you again. The following agenda item is the Operations Management Office overview. Travis, are you going to be?
I believe Dan's on the line.
Mr. Nelson.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the everybody attending the meeting today, and I'll go through quite a number of items here from the Operations Management Office. So at the end, as we had talked about in our last meeting, at the end of my report, I'll ask by group between federal, state, and municipalities if there's any user council representatives that would like to make any report or make any comments on anything that they may have heard from their members. So I'll come back to that here at the end of my section. From the standpoint of training, I will talk a little bit about our admin user training, our user council representative training. As a reminder, that will take place after our business meeting is adjourned today. So I'd appreciate any user council representatives and alternates and anybody else that's interested to please attend that. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the roles and responsibilities and kind of what we're trying to accomplish with the user council through the operations management system management offices to engage our users and have good paths of communication both ways. We completed two training videos this month. One of those is a version of the user council training for the future, but the other one of those is administrative responsibilities for our members. And that's about a 6-minute video that just talks about mainly some of the responsibilities as it relates to maintaining inventory, maintaining accountability of subscriber units, KVLs, and those types of things, and goes through the process for using some of the forms and communicating with the help desk. So those are some basic admin issues, but we know that that is something that isn't always passed on as points of contacts change, so that's up there now for reference. Those two videos are live on our website. We haven't really pushed that out too much or advertised them quite yet. We are having some issues with video playback, particularly if you use the Firefox browser. So until we get that fixed up with our technical support folks, we'll hold off on advertising that too widely. But please feel free, Chrome or Safari, Internet Explorer seem to work fine if you're interested in viewing those videos on the website. Upcoming this month here in November, we are scheduling, and I think we will have a date set here by tomorrow. I think we've locked it in, so we'll get some advertising out of the live training for this quarter. And that live training is going to be ALMR for 911 dispatch console operators. We'll be going through some of the features of the 7500 and 7500E consoles, and also talking a little bit about the system design, how to report issues, and some of those things. We want to really concentrate that towards our dispatch audience as opposed to our responder and user audience, because they often see a different aspect of things. And as we've been working through some reports from dispatch centers this last month, it certainly, I think, would be advantageous to talk about some of the things that may help us track down issues and to give a little bit of a technical overview for some of those folks. So that will be announced. We'll get the date and time out here. I believe it'll be in a couple weeks. We will also record it, and the hope is that in addition to all the dispatch folks that can attend that, we hope that that will be used for new folks that come online with their new positions as part of their training program. So more information to come on that. I'd like to talk a little bit about document reviews just real briefly. We had 4 document reviews this month. That was our information systems clearing and sanitization, talk group development, the executive council charter, and finally the vendor equipment evaluation policy. I just want to mention that vendor policy real quick, and that the policy and procedure is largely unchanged. However, there will be some review with the folks here in the system management side as we look at that policy and that acceptance testing for TDMA. And I think that is going to really start those discussions maybe here in a few months during the winter to look at some of the changes that may be required for that. We had some outreach and surveys, 2 surveys that we generally have out in the last few months. Those were our coverage prioritization survey and our general ALMR customer survey. The coverage survey is really designed to have our users give us feedback on areas where coverage might be poor, there might be other issues, and help our executive and decision makers prioritize additional coverage or maybe look at additional system changes. I do not have results written for that yet. There is quite a bit of data to go through, as you can imagine, from different folks with different landmarks and things that have to be normed. But we did have definitely some feedback on that. About 50 respondents or so on that survey. So we'll be sharing that in the future. If give us a bit more time here to get that mapped out and get that in a usable place for everybody. The other survey was the user satisfaction survey, or just general user survey. And I want to share a summary that was emailed out. And if you are viewing on Teams, I have it on the screen. So first, I wanted to mention 52 respondents. So this is a fairly small sample of our users. And some of these respondents were duplicates from other agencies. So, you know, we have here over 130 agencies. So less than 50 unique responses per agency. The first couple questions got into how they use some of the resources that are provided, including the ALMR website, quarterly newsletter. Generally, that's about 50-50, but a lot of people had not visited the website. Most of the comments indicated they didn't really know about it. About a little bit more than half there, 29 said no, they don't read the newsletter, where 22 respondents said yes. Again, some of those folks indicated they don't receive it, or they weren't aware of it, or perhaps it wasn't relevant to their job as a line level type person. So just some things there that we're going to be thinking about and continuing to talk about outreach, as I talked about last meeting. User council representative. So most folks, about 37 out of that 52 that responded, said they don't know who their user council rep is. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that engagement here in our training after the business meeting. And then the other one I really want to point out is the TDMA upgrade. 27 respondents said they were aware of it. 18 said they were not. But then when we asked the question if the agency had begun replacing their older units, there were a lot of blanks on this one where they didn't answer, but either no or blank was 39, and only 11 responded affirmatively. So, again, I think this tells us, even though it is a small sample, that some of that outreach and education has to continue for some of these things that are occurring upcoming. I put some copy and paste here of these next two questions. The first one, what type of training would be most beneficial to you? There certainly were a lot of questions about the system and understanding how ALMR works, specifically one versus conventional. A lot of responses about programming, but also some things about interoperability, familiarization with users, and some of those things. So I'm happy that some of these that were brought up were in our current training plan, which goes through the end of next June, our fiscal year. And certainly there are some other good suggestions here that we're going to use to go forward. The last open-ended question was the top issue or concern for your agency. And these, I did paraphrase these quite a bit. Coverage, I think, came up the most. So significant, talking about dead spots or lack of reception in certain places. And then some other things about new technology. Again, updating code plugs, and the other major trend was the cost, especially for small agencies, and especially as we talk about TDMA upgrades for those smaller agencies. So certainly things that we'd known about and things we could have predicted as concerns, but there are definitely some comments that were left. I've scrubbed most of those out of this document, but there were some comments specific to agencies or specific to questions that I'll be responding to individually with those points of contact here in the next week or so. The other thing I wanted to mention when we talk about some of these is trying to have ways to get some of this information that's in a good usable form that can be passed on to our system management folks and others. I'll give an example that although the user survey talked about dead spots and things, I did have one agency I noticed in the coverage survey said there weren't any dead spots. And then I think somebody else responded in the user survey that said they did have dead spots. So trying to get that good, consistent information, following up on some of these things will definitely be something on my agenda to be able to do. So I wanted to just share a summary with the group, and I'll have this a little bit more detailed out, like I said, here with the coverage data. talk a little bit about system metrics here. So looking at our group calls here, about 1,068,000. That was up 4,774 from last month. But our push-to-talks were down about 555 from last month, almost even at 1.9 million. For our busies, we had 287 busies in the system, down 57 from last month. When we talk about our subscriber counts, we actually went up. We added 683 subscriber units to the system. And I do want to take this moment to just remind folks that if you are doing replacements for radios as things are coming in, as purchases are being done, if you are decommissioning old radios, especially those older FDMA ones, please make sure the help desk gets your deletions from the system so we can get those out of there if they are no longer being used by agencies. Compared to last month, when we talked about our monthly sites below 3.9s, we had 24 in the August period, 23 now in the September period, so obviously that's down by one. As we talked about last month, this is a high number, but a lot of that is attributed to preventative maintenance and upgrades. And I have this slide here for those that can see it. Quite a number of those, that downtime was due to GTR upgrades, microwave upgrades, a couple of PMIs that were in there. So obviously a number that we want to keep down as far as that downtime, but definitely due to the upgrades and the work that was done as we neared the end of the summer season here with the GTR upgrades especially. So that is, before I get into user representative reports, that is my report. I want to pause here for just a second. If anybody has any questions on anything I've mentioned, please feel free to ask. And I'm hearing nobody, so I'll continue on. And I just wanted to ask by group, our user representatives, if you have anything to add for the user council or the operations management office. And I want to start with any of our state agencies, if any of the state agency point of contacts are on. Do you have anything for the group today? And hearing none, how about our federal and DOD agencies? Are there any reports from those user council reps today? And hearing none on the federal side, I'd like to go to municipalities, starting in the southeast. Anything from the southeast today? And let's go up to central municipalities. Anything from central? And let me end here in the north municipalities. Anything from the north municipality group today?
Nothing from the north.
Appreciate very much everybody attending. And like I say, we'll continue to call here by group. And I would like to get down to by name here when we have this set up so we can hear from each area. But again, appreciate the attention to the report. If there are any other questions, please let me know. Otherwise, that concludes the operations and management report.
Dan, thank you very much. I appreciate the report. Also, I appreciate the strengthening the user involvement by asking for reports. And I assume that this is going to be a monthly occurrence where we'll try to reach out to each group and see if there's any updates or questions, again, from those different areas. Any questions, one more time, for Mr. Nelson? Again, hearing none, we'll move on to the next agenda item, the System Management Office. I'm going to bring it over to you, Travis.
All right, thanks, Don. As most of you guys are aware, over the last year, we've done a lot of upgrades for the GTRs. We did about 65 of the state sites. With that, we installed all the hardware equipment at the RF sites with the GTRs. In addition to that, it was right around 40, 45 sites. We installed new antennas. And with that, there was went from different gains from 0 to 3 and 6 out there. So there's been a change at the footprint. been engineered to Motorola that there should be, it should be better coverage, not as many holes, but it is a different pattern on those types of antennas. So I just want to say I appreciate all the feedback that we've been getting from the users out there, and I just want to continue that. If you guys see anything out there where you might have had coverage before and now you do not, if it's better, worse, any kind of feedback that we can get at the help desk, that'll help us if we need to get out there and troubleshoot it a little bit more to make sure that the system's running as good as it can be with these upgrades. Because on the system side, we'll see alarms if there's a hardware failure, stuff like that. But it's the you guys out in the field that if you guys see a difference, we do need to hear about that. That way we can make sure you guys are taken care of out there. So thank you. And yeah, continue to contact us if you guys see anything out there. And the other thing I wanted to bring up today is we've been seeing more and more of this in the field with all the programmers out there, the duplicate IDs. So we have a few guys, actually Nate and Nick from our office are down there kind of giving an agency a hand on some of the radios. But just in the programming, if you duplicate an ID while you're programming it, the system only sees that one ID. So if there's 10 radios that share in that same radio ID and they're on multiple sites, it just causes all kinds of crazy things on the system. And for the people in the field, you'll miss calls. You'll hear part of a conversation. I mean, there's just all kinds of things that happen with those duplicates. So I encourage anybody that's programming radios on, if you want to share your code plug with our office, we're happy to look at that. Any questions you might have, any kind of help, we're here as a resource for you. So please don't hesitate and reach out if you need any kind of help there. With that, that's all I got, unless anybody has questions for me.
Thank you, Travis. Any questions for Travis? So Travis, I understand, first of all, I want to say thank you very much for the great job you're doing regarding the replacement of the RF equipment with the Quantars to the GTRs. You've done a fabulous job. And I understand that you've actually stopped for the winter as far as the installation, except for maybe downtown Anchorage. Is that?
That is correct.
Do you have a time period where you're looking at maybe starting up, or is it just weather dependent?
It's weather dependent. They're looking at, right now it's in with Motorola Engineering for Atwood. That's the one site we have left in Anchorage. But the antenna install needs to be looked at more of the engineer, what type of antennas they want to be installed there when we do the GTR. So that should happen during the winter because we could still do that anytime.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the other sites, there's five sites down in Southeast. In Skagway, Ketchikan, and Juneau. Those will probably be pushed off till for weather and more daylight. They're looking at probably mid to late March to start those up and finish them off.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Any questions for Travis? Hearing none, moving to the next agenda item. We have the State of Alaska and Department of Defense overviews. Now, I know Mr. Scott Storm was on vacation. Do we have anybody from the State of Alaska that can give an update at this time? Hearing not, how about from the DOD? I did not hear Mr. Woodall's name being called. Is there anybody DOD that would like to update or give an update? All right, well, the next agenda item is under new business, and it would be the user council election. Sherry, is that your business or Mr. Nelson?
I can take that. I just wanted to remind everybody that nominations were due last Friday, and I will be sending out the ballot with the nominees for voting. And when you receive that, please coordinate within your sectors and send me a single vote for the chair and a single vote for the vice chair. And I'll have a suspense date on that for response. And then we will make the announcement at the December meeting of who was elected.
Sherry, thank you so very much. So make sure that you get that information back to Sherry so we can have a proper and fair election. At this point, I'd like to open it up for any other items of new business. Before I announce the next meetings, are there any questions or comments for the good of the group?
Yeah, this is Rick from USERAC. Sherry, I think we're going to leave that user council position open. We're just going to make that vacant rather than filling it with Colonel Miller for the time being. So if you need a piece of paper to say that, I can send it to you.
No, I'll just update the issues and risk log with that note.
Thank you, Rick. Anything else from anybody regarding, anything, you're open for new business? Well, moving on, the next meetings are currently scheduled for December 1st and January 5th. At this time, I would like to entertain a motion to adjourn. And then just because we're adjourning, just stay on because we're going to be working through some of the additional training as we've discussed at the end of this meeting. So at this point, I entertain a motion to adjourn.
This is Henry Cole, move to adjourn.
Thank you, sir. And perfect. We are adjourned. At this point, I'll turn it back over to Mr. Nelson. Dan?
This is Sherry. I just want to say that I'm going to go ahead and stop the recording at this time, Dan, if that's what you want me to do.
Yes, please. Thank you, Sherry.